Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour two, pack the gift that keeps on giving. Aaron Rodgers and dissension in Green Bay, live in L.A. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. Greg Jennings in a second. This stuff is so great. All this Aaron Rodgers karaoke and no shows to the OTAs, and Green Bay fans are all, they're done with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck.
So here's the thing. Aaron basically yesterday went on SportsCenter and came out and said, me versus you, us versus them.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to OTAs. I don't care about the fine. He basically called out the front office. So, I mean, it looks like now Aaron only comes back if they get rid of the front office. Mark Murphy's the CEO and president. Brian Gutekunst is the GM, but he can be fired by Mark Murphy. And there was a story about a year ago where Mark Murphy said when they hired Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy told Aaron Rodgers, don't be the problem here. Don't be the reason this doesn't work. Now, Aaron denied that comment. What do I know? I generally don't think reporters just make up stuff. But anyway, the way to make Aaron happy, it appears, is either kind of change the culture, which would be to fire Mark Murphy, or the GM. But that is so abrupt and so dramatic and so intense and so precedent-setting. It's just Green Bay's DNA is embedded, it's deep, it's frugal, it's humble, it's modest, it's development. I just don't think they can pivot into blowing up the front office. I don't think it's in them. And the stronger and deeper and longer a culture has been present, the harder it is to pivot. Trust me, I worked at a company before this, long 30-year culture of how they act. They struggled to pivot and lost a lot of people. And Green Bay, you know, tech companies can pivot easily because tech companies have young workers. These are not 75-year-old companies with the burden of shareholders since the 50s and 60s and 70s. So you see tech companies pivot all the time. Warner Brothers got into a situation. They own HBO, and nobody was going to the theater during the pandemic. So Warner Brothers had to make a fast pivot and released all their movies to streaming. And, oh, my God, everybody was worked up. But, I mean, Hollywood's in the business of pivoting all the time. That's a tech move. That's a streaming move. That's what you do. And it was a big, bold, daring move by Warner Brothers and HBO Max. But the reality is, I watched some HBO Max. It was a good move. It was smart. But you see it with San Antonio and Popovich. You see it with Belichick a little. The deeper that system, the deeper that culture, it is really hard to pivot. And Green Bay's culture, blowing up the front office for a player, I don't think they can do it. I don't think it's in their DNA. I don't think it's very easy to pivot. Like Tampa Bay pivots to Brady. What success do they have? What culture do they have? That's easy. That's easy to move. I mean, you know, I mean, the Chargers move off, you know, Phillip Rivers. We're going to let you go. Well, they don't have a lot of Super Bowls. That's easier. I mean, Rams with Jared Goff, boom, Stafford out. That's an easy pivot. But when you got Green Bay and you got Favre and Rodgers and Super Bowls and away and doing business and dominating the NFC North and the first or second or third biggest brand in the NFL and a lot of success for 30 straight years, to just blow stuff up because Aaron's unhappy, I don't know if it's in him. I don't know. Greg Jennings knows that culture. He is now Fox Sports NFL analyst joining us live. I mean, you know the culture. The idea of saying, blow out the front office. Greg, that's just not what they do, right?
It's not what they do, and it's typically not what a lot of organizations in the National Football League do when it comes in terms of a player wanting to be higher ranked than the front office. Like, it just doesn't work that way. And in terms of Aaron Rodgers in this situation with the Green Bay Packers, I don't think it will necessarily have to come down to that. I think Aaron is at the point in his career where he just wants a real conversation and real consideration to be had when he speaks to those in charge of decision making. And that has clearly not been the case. We heard him talk about it's not about the draft pick. It's not about Jordan Love. And I do believe him when he speaks on that and it not being specifically about Jordan Love. But it is about the idea of how you went about drafting a quarterback who we cannot use right now versus adding to what we're trying to accomplish right here, right now, and moving forward. And I think that's what has kind of allowed this to completely unravel to where we are today.
You know, we live in a world where you've got to be nimble and flexible. I mean, in the media business, the streaming business, stuff changes every day. And, you know, we're watching Brady quickly pivot and the Chiefs quickly pivot to a new offensive line and the Rams pivot to a better quarterback. And that feels very techy and very current. And Green Bay sometimes feels like the post office. They're still licking envelopes. And I really think, I mean, seriously, and I think about that, Greg. I mean, you were there for years. There's a part of it that's kind of cute, right? The cheese heads and all this stuff. There's Aaron at the post office. But I mean, when you were there, you kind of knew Green Bay was different. How did you reconcile all of it knowing you weren't a big free agent destination and there wasn't much to do there and it was different?
Well, to your point of it being a post office, you're exactly spot on right there. Like, but what I found about the postal services is it works. And people can depend and they can count on the reliability of what always has been versus trying something new. It's always easier for us to settle in on, well, this, I know this works versus let me give this a try. And so that's Green Bay. They steady Eddie. History shows us that this is who they are.
Yeah.
But for me, when it comes to Green Bay and just everything that you're talking about, I want to get to the culture. When Aaron's talking about the culture and it's being about the people and you can build the culture brick by brick, he is talking about the players. He is talking about other individuals outside of just the decision makers who nod their heads, who sit up in the upper rooms or on the third and fourth level of a lot of these organizations and facilities and make decisions without input from those who are actually making it all run. And I think that's what's disturbing him more than anything. It's been years now that we've seen Aaron Rodgers have this franchise in contention. And now you can listen to what my input is when it comes to football, X's and O's, and how things should work. And you can rely on my abilities and say that I'm so valuable when it comes to this, but you don't trust that I understand what it takes and what pieces we need to take us to the next level. That can become problematic, and that is why they are literally at this crossroads.
I mean, let's be honest about this. If Jordan Love could play, because think about this.
Yes.
Here's my question. So if Jordan Love this year couldn't succeed with a top five running back, a top three wide receiver, a top two or three young offensive progressive coach, a top five offensive line, a top tight end in terms of productivity, and the assets you would get in a trade. If Jordan Love couldn't flourish in that, isn't he a bust? It's set up for somebody to walk in and win.
It is set up for somebody to walk in and win, but it's also set up for somebody that has the ability and the experience to win right now. And when you're talking about passing the torch to a guy who has not played an offensive snap in the National Football League that means anything, you're unwilling to do that when you talk about it being the post office, something that's guaranteed, something that we've always known to be reliable, and that something is Aaron Rodgers. And so for me, it's different, because when we look down at Atlanta and we see Atlanta is inquiring about trading Julio Jones, and there's a buzz about it, but we're okay with that because, number one, his age. Well, Aaron Rodgers is an older quarterback. Why are we not comfortable with it with Aaron Rodgers? Because the person behind him, we have not seen. They have not been proven. We know what Calvin Ridley is. We know what Russell Gage is. We know what they just acquired in Kyle Pitts in the draft. We know they have competent pieces that will allow them to still flourish. The Green Bay Packers haven't shown us that or even told us that they have a competent individual that will allow them to continue to sustain the success that they have had with Aaron Rodgers under center.
Greg Jennings, Fox Sports. Good seeing you, bud. By the way, you got a vest on with a city on it. I'm taking it. That's not Green Bay. It's Minneapolis, right? What is that?
Oh, it's definitely Green Bay. It's all about Green Bay right now.
Okay. All right. The bright lights of
Green Bay. Not Green Bay.
Good seeing you, buddy. The disturbing thing for Green Bay is that this is a lot of support. If you go back and look at all these quarterbacks that come into the league, first-round quarterbacks, the ones that struggle, bad coach, bad roster. Like, you just ask Sam Darnold to do too much with no help. Like, we know that. We've seen that over and over. But if you give the quarterback, like, I don't know, a competent coach and assets, I mean, we don't even know if Zach Taylor can coach in Cincinnati. And we know they don't have a bunch of assets. But five games in, we watched Joe Burrow and went, whoa, that dude can play. Justin Herbert had an atrocious offensive line. One half in, we're like, whoa, he can play. Lamar Jackson, week 11, first year, has a coach, has a coordinator, had a good O-line. We're like, oh, that can play. We're a year in with Jordan Love. A year in. They got a top five running back, top five receiver, top five O-line, top five tight end in terms of productivity, top five young coach, weak dysfunctional division, decent defense. Like, this is built to walk in and win some games. I mean, if they don't think Jordan Love right now, if they don't think Jordan Love can go 10-7 with that, dude can't play. You moved up to get him in the first round. You moved up. And wasn't a third-round pick I'd get. But Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott got drafted in the fourth round. He was ready to play. A fourth-rounder. Russell Wilson, third-rounder. Captain, first camp, ready to play. Kirk Cousins got drafted later. I forget if it was third or fourth round. Was ready to play. Like when you got third and fourth round guys ready to play and a first round guy you move up to, this offense, and I'm not taking anything away from Aaron, but there's a lot of quarterbacks in this league that could win that division. Now, they're not as good as Aaron necessarily, but Aaron's not the only guy that could win the division with that O-line. It is hard to fail when you have a top five offensive line. Last year, Phillip Rivers, who could not outrun the chair next to me, won 11 games because the Colts have a great O-line. Dak Prescott, fourth-round quarterback, they had the best offensive line. They won 13 games. His coach, Dan Mullen, in college admits he doesn't throw a great football. It's like Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns, I'm picking them to win their division probably. They have the best offensive line in football. Three potential Pro Bowlers. It is impossible. When you have the best, second best, third best O-line, you can be immobile like Phillip Rivers and win 11 games. This O-line in Green Bay, historically, last 15 years, it's never bad. So it tells me they do not have a high opinion on what they see in Jordan Love. Now, OTAs start today in Green Bay, so now they get their look at him and some reps at him, and maybe it all changes here in the next 72 hours. I don't know. Julio Jones, Falcons, thoughts on that?
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform. At nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Jersey Mike's has a new grilled portobello mushroom and Swiss sub. That sounds good. Try it. Fresh ingredients make a sub above. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Very nice. By the way, the Portland series. Listen, Portland, one game, one in Denver, house money. They'll take home court advantage back to the Rose City. You know, it's funny about Portland, though. They're the only team in the NBA. They shot 48% from the field, 48.5% from three-point, 82% from the free throw line, and still got blown out. That's not the way the NBA works. When you shoot like that from the free throw line, three-point, field goal, you win every game, except Portland. Portland's always two things: Damian Lillard offensively and terrible defensively. They're 29th defensively, and it feels like all of their best players are more offensive-minded players. C.J. McCollum, Enes Kanter, Dame, Nurkic, Powell, Melo, you know, they're very good offensively, very clever. But I do think that the organization feels like it, to get to the next level, they need to make a move. And I actually think there's one there, and I think they should have made it a couple years ago. If the Clippers struggle in the playoffs, they're going to move off Paul George. What Portland never seems to have is an athletic wing that can man up an elite player and score, Paul George. And how do you get Paul George? Well, the Blazers have a backcourt of lots of duplication with Dame Lillard and C.J. McCollum. And C.J. McCollum is, like Dame, nice offensive player, not much of a defensive effort guy. You give the Clippers what they need is a guard that can score, because Kawhi Leonard can score. Zubac has been good this year. He can score. And then you give him a bunch of draft picks and maybe somebody else. But I could see Portland and the Clippers. One of the Clipper execs is a former Portland exec. I could see him pulling it off. Is that Steve Ballmer's going to have no interest in Paul George. And my takeaway on Paul George is he wants to go to a team that at least is, you know, he likes the West. He doesn't want to live in the Midwest again. He's a California kid, played at Fresno State. So if Paul George struggles in the postseason, he's an athletic wing, got three or four great years left. Dame's got at least four or five great years left. Dame and Paul George really works for Portland with Nurkic. And what the Clippers need is a backcourt guy that can give you 17 to 18 points any night of the week, and that's C.J. McCollum. So I can see Portland and the Clippers. I mean, the Portland feels like, you know, we've seen this thing over and over and over. Dame's great. Defense is terrible. And that's what we saw again last night. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, love it.
He's not in Green Bay for the Packers OTAs this week. The workouts were voluntary, but skipping them cost him his $500,000 workout bonus this year. Think about that. Think about like not feeling like working out, and you're like, oh, if I don't work out today, like I'll probably gain back that 2 pounds that I worked off last week. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out this week, at least with the team, he has to pay $500,000.
Well,
he doesn't pay, but he doesn't make $500,000.
I want people to think about this. Now, that's $500,000. So I don't know how the NFL works. Is he a California resident because he's got the Malibu place?
No, I'm sure his primary residence is there.
I was going to say California takes half of it anyway. But think about this. This is something that I've talked to people about with Twitter and Instagram. Aaron Rodgers, I know what I can charge for a tweet to an advertiser. Aaron Rodgers can charge minimum $75,000 for a tweet. He could charge $5,000 for a cameo. He could charge $150,000 for an Instagram post. My point is, money is so easy for about, I would say, 25 American athletes. It's a unique group. The Bradys, the Mahomes, Apparently, Dak.
Yeah, $500,000 is like.
You can make it in a day on Instagram.
Easily. Or a commercial. Like
oh, God. Like, he'd make $20 million.
Than that, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know about $20 million, but like for a full campaign, maybe, that, yeah. Like $500,000 is not a lot of money. It's just funny when you think like skipping workouts is $500,000.
And a lot of people are like, hey, that's not rich people. Rich people don't throw away money. That's how they got rich. No, that's how that used to work. Celebrities throw away their money all the time because it comes so easy.
When you can post something on Instagram, and three things on Instagram and make it back, it doesn't really have quite that hit to the bank accounts. But we'll see if he shows up for the team's mandatory minicamp, which runs from June 8th to the 10th. So that's coming up. All OTAs were virtual last season because of the pandemic, and right. A lot of players are actually just, we were just talking about Brady not attending and kind of boycotting the offseason workouts. I don't think this is really a big deal. We would not probably even be talking about this if it wasn't for all the other drama that's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. And as far as like, you know, what you were talking about earlier, like the fans reacting to him, like those amazing quotes from fans who are not very high on Aaron Rodgers right now. I would just remind them that if Aaron Rodgers is not there, there's probably a good chance that you're very terrible.
Yeah, unless it all comes down to me, you would make this trade if Jordan Love could play.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? You get three first-round picks, reportedly. You just make the move.
Well, I mean, I don't know why anyone counts on outliers, but I mean, it would be pretty wild to go from a first ballot Hall of Famer to another first ballot Hall of Famer to another even great NFL quarterback. That's generally not how it works, and that's what they're counting on. So new teammates Sam Darnold and Christian McCaffrey got a head start on their prep for next season by working out together at OTAs that began this week. They've already developed a good relationship, and Christian McCaffrey is impressed with what he's seen so far from his new quarterback. Mm. He said, I've gotten to know him really well in the past few months, just getting together, throwing with him, and hanging out with him off the field. He's an incredible talent, an incredible teammate already, so I'm super excited for him. I think he'll fit in great, already fits in great. He's very laid back, but he's definitely a leader too, and he knows when to put his foot down when he needs to.
Yes, Christian. Sounds like a franchise quarterback.
Christian McCaffrey will join the show at 2:15 Eastern today, so we'll get to talk to him more about that, but I see that you're happy hearing that. I'm excited to see what Sam does this year.
Listen, he's 23.
Yeah.
In any other field in the world, we would understand if you were 20 years old. That's what he was when he entered the league. He was younger than all these other quarterbacks, younger than Baker, younger than Lamar. We would understand if your first job, if you had really bad bosses, you didn't flourish. We would not say, that young worker is no good. We would be like, the kid's got talent, the attorney, she's got talent as a salesperson. It was a terrible company. Her bosses were awful. You would get a complete pass. The idea that Sam Darnold should be judged on that mess in New York is ridiculous. We would not do that with any young man or woman in any profession. I've been very lucky in my life. I've usually gotten good management almost every job I've had. I'm lucky. But the only time in my career I thought thrive or grow was the one place in my 30s where we didn't have good management.
Well, yes, you're right. But I will say with professional sports, you have a much smaller window in which to be successful. Like in the regular world, you work until you're like 65, right? Like with sports, it's accelerated. So every year is so magnified because you can't play.
Dog years. Yeah.
Obviously, Tom Brady being an outlier, and it is stretching. But for the most part, your career is not as long, so you don't have as much time to be great. So the Celtics are significant underdogs in the series with the Nets. They dropped game one on Saturday, and they've got their work cut out for them to try and tie it up tonight. But Tristan Thompson says that they are still confident in their chances going up against the Nets.
Listen, if you have a team with Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, you better step on the court feeling good about yourself. But we don't give a about that. At the end of the day, they put their socks on, their shoes on, just like us. So we're not intimidated or anything like that.
I believe that mentality. I don't think that true competitors go into any series like, we're going to lose.
Right.
I think they know how serious they need to take it and how much of a battle it's going to be. But you have to be confident. Like, that's why you're there. It's part of the reason why you've made it to the professional level. You have this otherworldly belief in yourself. So I don't think this is going to be a long series. I think they're going to get swept. But the first half was interesting.
Yeah.
Fox bet has the Nets favored minus 2,500 to win the series. Game two is tonight at 7:30 Eastern. Nice slate of games tonight. So, you know, the NBA playoffs have been really interesting so far. There was a lot of great
even the playing games.
The playing games were great, and a lot of really evenly matched teams. Every team is a little bit flawed. You know, obviously this series, I think the Wizards series might be shorter. Unfortunately, it looks like the Heat series might be shorter as well. Thought that one might go long. Still have time, but we've had some good basketball.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So the story is Julio Jones. The Falcons reportedly have a very steep asking price. They're going to trade Julio Jones. They want a first round pick. Now he is 32. He's had some injuries last year. This is his 11th year of service. So as wide receivers get past that 9th, 10th, 11th year in the NFL, they start getting dinged up and banged up. The question really with Julio Jones, and I think he's worth I would give up a late first round pick, and I'll tell you the team I think works. I wouldn't give up a first round pick if I thought that was a top 10 pick or a top 12 pick, but if I was a playoff team, Green Bay, and I thought, okay, I'm giving up the 27th pick, 28th pick. Yeah, he's going to be better for 2 years than anybody I'm going to get and more impactful with the 27th pick. By the way, the last two first-round picks for the Packers, late first round, one is sitting on the bench as a quarterback and the other one's a corner that was a reach. So where Julio Jones is worth a first-round pick is if you're a team that doesn't need him for 17 games. He doesn't work if you're rebuilding and you need him every week. What he works as, if you can get 13 games out of him, he's banged up a little, but he's ready in December and January. He's perfect in Green Bay. He makes the Packers better. You have to be careful now about doubling Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers would be happy if that could be severed. But he works in Green Bay. He absolutely works in Green Bay. Green Bay does it. They have an offense with Aaron Rodgers that is really good. If you put Devontae Adams alongside Julio, you can't double either. And so it really works. And they don't need him to play 17 weeks. Detroit's awful. Detroit could be the worst team in the league in their division. Minnesota was bad last year. They'll be better, but they're not Green Bay. And Chicago doesn't know who their quarterback is week two. So this is a winnable division for Green Bay. What they have now, I don't think it's a Super Bowl team with what they have now, especially with all the noise with Aaron Rodgers in the front office. But he works with Green Bay. And maybe people have said New England. New England, I do think, will be a playoff team this year. And I think if you're New England and you look at just the weapons Kansas City has and the weapons Buffalo has and the weapons Cleveland has and the weapons Baltimore has, I do think New England sits there and thinks, well, we can't draft wide receivers worth a darn. Let's go out and get Julio Jones. So New England and Green Bay work for me on that trade. Here's another thing. I want to bring this up. So last week I was listening to a sports talk radio show driving home, and it's very Southern. It's a Southern sports talk radio show. And it was interesting to listen to Southern callers, SEC territory, talk about Tim Tebow. That they really take umbrage. When you criticize Tebow in the South, it's more than just criticizing a football player. They take it very personally. It's as if you're criticizing their way of life, their Christianity, the SEC. And as I was listening to the show, it was fascinating. In every other part of the country, you know, there's a lot of eye rolling with Tebow. You know, he's just, you know, he is what he is, right? He wasn't good 8 years ago at the position he plays. But in the South, when I listened, I thought, you know, they take it personally. Picking on Tebow's picking on the SEC. Their way of life, their beliefs, Christianity, and it was like really personal. And it's funny because, you know, when I come out, who am I? I'm just a talk show host. But Mike Lombardi is a former GM, and he came out and he summed it up. I mean, he literally said what everybody in the league I know says about Tebow. Mike Lombardi on Tebow, he goes, for this to work and to justify the time and energy the Jaguars are putting into it, Tebow needs to be an upper echelon talent, not just a good special teamer or a third tight end. I'm not anti-Tebow as a person. I'm just anti-Tebow as a football player, taking a roster spot. Lombardi went on to say that he's not elite at anything. He's not an elite runner, elite quickness. And then Albert Breer came out, somebody I trust. I don't see him as anti-Tebow. He said, I can't find anybody who thinks this will work. Speaking to several of Tebow's former coaches, that means he's talking to Patriot people, Albert Breer. But I always said this. Tebow has shown us what he is. A 48% completion percentage NFL quarterback and a 215 hitter or worse in Double-A baseball. Now, it's better than I would do, but it's not a personal thing. He's just not that athletic. He's never been that athletic. He is a profoundly nice guy and has done an unbelievable job to monetize his brand. There has never been an athlete with this many failures that has made this much money, and I'm happy for him. I totally am. But it is interesting. There is a part of the country, and Jacksonville's right in the heart of that, where if you criticize Tebow, you're criticizing them. It's fascinating for me to watch this. It gets political very fast. You're criticizing who we are and our beliefs and our guy. And I was kind of fascinated listening to the whole thing. I was like, man, Tebow fanatics really believe that if you don't like Tebow, you're anti-Christian. And it's like Russell Wilson's like my first or second favorite player in the NFL. He's the most Christian star athlete in any league in America today. It's not that. But I can't convince them it's not that. Like the people that love Tebow, like they think I am anti their belief system. And it's like, no, I'm anti him as an athlete. But I find it fascinating to watch it sort of unfold. And I think it's an interesting story. That's why I talk about it for 3 minutes any day that there's a new angle on it.
It's chaos. But you can't throw reason at emotion.
But it is interesting to listen, the support group of Tebow. It pivots to religion very fast. And it's like,
not about Jesus.
It's not. It's just about Jesus. I wish he ran a faster 40-yard dash. Is that inappropriate? I mean, it's just... I'm sorry.
It's not about religion at all. I mean, I don't even think, honestly, at this point, when I think of Tebow, I don't even think about his religion.
Nobody I know cares. I don't care.
No one cares. Wait, so who, what? I grew up in a Baptist church an average of 4 days a week, at least three, anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week.
I think very deeply embedded cultures are fascinating. And Tebow is so SEC.
Fascinating is one word.
Anyway.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman. And I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, the Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American
made success story and Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Tonight on FS1, two teams with a little bit of history collide as Mookie Betts leads the Dodgers against Jose Altuve and the Astros. Coverage begins at tonight at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
Marcus Johnson was a great college player at UCLA, 11 years in the NBA, and he was a great NBA player, five-time All-Star. Now he's a Bucks television analyst and a former Clipper analyst. He joins us live. And it's interesting, Marcus, you played in the NBA and you know how big culture is. And I've said, when you have a losing culture like the Clippers, and there's already doubts, and you lose to Dallas in game one, I'm like, I'm sorry. That's different than the Lakers being down 0-1. I think the Clippers are in trouble, Marcus, today. I really do. Am I overstating it? You played for them for 3 years. You know the culture.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a great quote, Colin, that culture eats strategy for lunch. And that was said by Dick Clark, you know, American Bandstand and the media mogul. Dick Clark said that many years ago. And you're right. And what's happening with this Clipper culture is man, it's years and years of futility, not only on the floor, but front office stuff that's been well chronicled under Donald Sterling. The injury situation, which I myself was a victim of, along with Derek Smith and Norm Nixon and Danny Manning. You can just go on down the list. And now to me, it's on the floor, just trying to shake this losing kind of a pall that's been over this team for a number of years. And we saw it last year with the flame out in the playoffs and game one. I mean, and for me, Colin, the issue, Paul George, I've seen him struggle down the stretch of time, but for Kawhi not to be able to come through like I'm used to seeing him come through, that was the biggest red flag for me. So we'll look to see. But Luka, his team is feeding off of his exuberance, his energy, his confidence. And when you got a guy like that playing at the level that he plays at, man, it's a tough challenge for the Clippers.
Now, Lakers are down 0-1. They're still favored in the betting markets. Is there anything, if you were a Laker fan, though, Marcus, you would be concerned about in this series?
Well, Chris Paul and his leadership. You know, I thought he was gypped in a way by not getting more MVP consideration. Now, he's not the MVP, the three finalists. You know, it's a great list. But Chris Paul, everywhere he has gone, from New Orleans to the Clippers to Houston to OKC, I thought he was done. Once he was shipped off to OKC, I thought he was just going to bide his time, go quietly into the night. And he got those guys turned around playing great basketball. We're seeing the same thing now with Phoenix. And then you couple that with Monty Williams in terms of what he has been through with the personal stuff, personal tragedies that have happened in his life. And, you know, it's just a tough situation for the Lakers, the combination of those two. I like the fact when Chris went out with that stinger, when he came back, Monty in the postgame didn't talk about what Chris provided on the floor in terms of tangible schemes and leadership. He talked about his heart. And that's going to be the thing for the Lakers to try and overcome. The heart of Chris Paul and the way he has this team playing right now, you know, it's going to be a challenge. I think the Lakers will prevail, but I think Chris Paul is going to give them one heck of a battle.
Well, you played for the Bucks for 7 years. You were a number three pick by them in 1977. In fact, you were the first winner of the John Wooden Award. And now you're the Bucks TV analyst, and I liked Milwaukee in this series, and I have picked them to win the championship. They're a little inartistic. They can be ugly. They can beat you up. It's not pretty. Are you surprised at all how lopsided that game was last night and what the series looks like all Milwaukee?
Well, yeah, I mean, for us to be able to shoot the ball as well as we did, as the Bucks did last night, especially in the first half, Brent Forbes with 19 points was killing the Heat from the three-point line. It was a little surprising. I mean, that's an anomaly to be able to shoot that well, just like the Heat shot so well in game one. But this is not the bubble. This Heat team was kind of built for the bubble. The Bucks were not.
Yeah.
You couple the fact that the Bucks did the boycott in game five against Orlando. You had the whole spotlight of the world on them. You're in this bubble situation where everybody's walking around interacting both positively and negatively with each other. I thought it was a little bit too much for the Bucks mentally to deal with. This is a different situation, and fortunately, they get the same team that spanked their behinds last year in the Heat. But what was interesting is that our owner, Mark Lazary, said that, you know, we played all our guys the final weekend of the season so that we didn't avoid the Heat. Drew Holiday says that we are a better team talent-wise than the Heat. This is a Buck team that's embracing this challenge, and if Jimmy Butler continues to be a no-show based on how he played last year compared to this year, it could be over with rather quickly for the Miami Heat.
Now, listen, I think Milwaukee's going to win this series, and I could virtually guarantee Brooklyn's going to win theirs. I think you guys are a tough matchup for the Nets. I really do. What would Milwaukee have to do to beat KD, James Harden, Kyrie?
Well, defensively, and that's one of the reasons why our general manager, John Horst, picked up P.J. Tucker. And if you look at the numbers, P.J. Tucker has defended LeBron James and Kevin Durant better than pretty much anybody who's played against two guys in terms of long minutes over the last two or three years, their individual matchups. So, and that was an acquisition specifically designed for the outstanding wings in the Eastern Conference, and KD is at the top of that list. So just defensively, and then, you know, Drew Holiday is the key for us, Colin, and his matchup against Kyrie Irving. You know, you're not going to shut Kyrie down. He's too talented. But if anybody can make him work at both ends, that's the key. This ain't football. You don't come off the game, you know, after you play offense. You got to go down and guard somebody. And Drew's going to put constant pressure on the guards, especially Kyrie, at the offensive end of the floor. So for us, to me, it's about Drew Holiday. Once we picked him up at the start of the season, during the off season, I really felt confident that you talk about culture, his mindset, his mental toughness, both ends of the floor would be the difference maker for the Milwaukee Bucks this season.
Good stuff. Marcus Johnson, Bucks analyst, 11 NBA seasons. And Joy tells me his son,
Josiah,
is crushing it.
Josiah is the king of NBA Twitter.
Okay. Look at you.
He might be the king of all of Twitter, actually.
Way to go, Marcus.
Well, and one thing to talk about being on it, and quickly, and I told your producers this, but man, you need to help me with this campaign. I'm trying to get Steph Curry to play a character in the screenplay that I co-wrote with a good partner of mine, Todd Wasserman. It's about integrating the LA Fire Department in the 50s, but there's a character for him to play. It's a supporting role, so he doesn't have to carry the film. It's called Burning for Justice. The character is Arnett Hartsfield. I got to throw that plug in there. We're talking with Steph's production company, Unanimous, right now, and hopefully he'll get a chance to read it, he and his wife, look at it, and see it's a perfect fit. So I had to throw that plug in there here at the end.
I'm supportive. I think that'd be a great role for Steph.
Absolutely. I'll watch any movie with Steph Curry in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
All right, Marcus, thanks for stopping by the show today.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I picked Milwaukee to win the whole thing, and I said I did it without conviction. I thought Miami was a tough matchup, and they have just not been. So Jimmy Butler, listen, it's a mismatch.
Well, the first game was competitive, but that's why I was so upset that they didn't pull it off, because it's going to be a tough series. So, not, you know, can't say anything positive about last night. It's a disaster. Right.
More Aaron Rodgers, Christian McCaffrey next hour. If you're running a business on QuickBooks, it's quicksand. Bigger you get, the faster you sink. With outdated software, upgrade to NetSuite. One-of-a-kind financing, special financing, netsuite.com/herd, H-E-R-D.
The wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year.
Us versus them, me versus you. Aaron saying, listen, I got no other options. You own my contract for 3 years. There's no owner for me to curry favor with.
I think he's just happy, and so he's just over it. It's like, I'm not living that way.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.